Penguin Random House Audio presents Fix This Next. Make the vital change that will level up your business. This is the author, Mike Michalowicz. And I got a surprise for you. At the very end, I do an interview with the show director, Scott Cresswell. We talk about additional insights I have about Fix This Next and some other cool things. I think you'll really love it. Make sure you listen at the very end.
Note to listeners, this audiobook contains exclusive commentary by the author throughout the program.
Business owners are superheroes. You serve our world, after all. This book is dedicated to you, superhero. As a listener of this book, you can get the book resources and the Fix This Next evaluation tool for free at fixthisnext.com. Introduction. I owe you a beer. The subject line of Dave Rinn's email caught my attention. I read on. I was just sitting here buried. I recently lost one staff member to a lateral move, and another is in Hawaii. Instead of three of us carrying the load, I was here alone, crushed under it. We used to just do everything that came our way, but with two people out, it was clear that our approach of putting equal importance on everything wasn't working. We need to do the right things, not everything. Yet I was feeling paralyzed by the multitude of choices. It was like trying to go down every path at once. I didn't know what to do next. Sitting here buried, feeling paralyzed, don't know what to do next. Yep, that sounds about right. Some business owners feel this way from time to time. Most business owners feel this way all the time. That relentless weight of being buried by all the problems that need to be fixed affects business owners of every level of experience and success. Whether you just started out or your company is the industry leader, whether you've struggled to make payroll or are rolling in profit, that urgent need to fix everything, like now, can cause you to freeze up. Which problem should you tackle first? Dave runs a successful coaching and cash management firm. Most days, his solution to overwhelm was an instinctual response: get more people doing more things. Yet when he was down two staff members, he was blessed with the new awareness that not everything is of equal importance. Suddenly, he was dealing with all aspects of his business: intakes, bookkeeping, scheduling coaching calls, making the coaching calls, chasing down data from clients, everything. Down two employees, weak links that were always present were amplified and became crises. So why did Dave say he owed me a beer? I've always just gone with my gut in the past. I believe that every problem was a problem to be addressed. Every opportunity was an opportunity to be exploited, Dave explained in a follow-up phone call. In moments like these, I would have just gone into fire extinguisher mode and put out the fires that were burning my ass. I would have responded to whoever screamed the loudest. And when the team returned, I would switch from fire extinguisher mode to emergency dispatcher mode. We had the same problems, except now I told my team which fires to put out. Beholden to the never-ending stream of urgent issues, we had no specific pathway to growth. But now Dave had a secret weapon, a simple tool, not in his toolbox, but printed out and taped to his wall. This time, though, I looked over at the wall and saw the tool you gave me last time we met. It reminded me to slow down, step outside instinct, and ask, okay, instead of doing little bits of everything, what is the one thing I should fix next to move the business forward? The tool taped to Dave's wall is something I call the Fix This Next, FTN, analysis. And I'd given it to Dave as part of a beta testing group years back. Using it, Dave discovered that he had four issues related to his current problem: two related to sales and client commitments, and two related to overall efficiency, what I call order. In just minutes, he was able to figure out which problem he had to fix next in order to make progress that sticks and how to approach it. He quickly identified solutions for handling the system's problem: adjust client commitments and adjust his company's workflow. Dave told me, just thinking through it was a calming process. It's no longer spinning out of control. I thought, I can handle this. Now I have a pathway. It pulled me out of my sense of drowning, and I was able to pause and consider what we were missing and what we could address to fix it. The fix I came up with wasn't just for the moment, Dave continued. It was a realignment of the business so that I could straighten out and not have to go into the buried mode over and over again. The fix helped me now, and it will help me next year. I'm able to address my business's current issues in a way that will serve my company's future. Now, when I find myself questioning what to do, I pause momentarily, evaluate what to address with the FTN analysis, and then find myself back in control and my business moving forward. When entrepreneurs reach out to me, it's typically to ask for help to make a big change or solve a big problem. Some have hit a sales plateau, and no matter what they try, they can't level up, or they can't dig themselves out of a financial hole. Maybe you have some of the same problems with your business. Maybe you're fully staffed and still dog-tired, or you've lost your passion for the business because you're not seeing the impact you hoped to make. Or maybe you're looking for a way to leave your mark for generations to come, but don't know how to make it a reality. Whether you are in crisis mode, simply want to grow your business, or want to make a lasting impact on our planet, Fix This Next finds the critical issue you need to resolve. Wait for it. Next! When you are in fire extinguisher mode, FTN gives you the pause necessary to pinpoint the core issue. When things are moving along, but just not moving forward, FTN points to your true north. I had taught the system to hundreds of entrepreneurs already and coached many through it. I knew it worked in the lab, but this was the first email I received about how FTN worked in the wild without my prompting or advice. To hear that tool I developed and tested on my own business over the years actually worked for another entrepreneur made my day. I owe you a beer, Dave. To learn from hundreds of others, as I would over the coming months, that the system worked for both short-term panic and long-term growth strategies made my whole year. And to hear that a single piece of paper could hang next to your desk, as it does mine, and give you total control over your business? That, my friend, that may have made my whole life. Whether it's staffing issues, or trying to make payroll, or capriciously declaring a goal of more sales, or more efficiency, or more profit, or all of it at once, most entrepreneurs busy their days dealing with the apparent issues. We know we have core challenges that need addressing, and problems that need fixing, but we aren't sure which one to focus on first, so we go for the low-hanging fruit. We look at the most obvious thing that seemingly needs to be handled immediately and tell ourselves that we will work on all the other stuff later. You know, when you have more time. You can probably sense my sarcasm there, even from outer space. Since I have written 5 books prior to this one, each one dealing with a different core business challenge, the question I'm asked most often by entrepreneurs is, Mike, which book should I read first? A good question to which I used to give a very poor response. I used to say, you've got to read Clockwork, or whichever book my notable bias thought apropos. My responses were not based on what served my reader nearly as much as what I was most hyped up on at the moment. You know, the apparent. Now I answer that question with a question. When people ask, what book should I read now? I respond by asking, what problem in your business do you need to fix next? If you need to increase sales and grow your client base, I believe you'll find the Pumpkin Plan provides a proven strategy to do just that. I'm blessed that every day I hear of another business that has pumpkin planned healthy growth to great effect. If your sales are sustainable, yet you're still struggling to put money in your pocket, then I humbly submit Profit First should be your next read. I am proud, honored, and humbled all at once to say that hundreds of thousands of entrepreneurs have profitable businesses now because they followed the methods detailed in that book. In fact, as I'm reading this book to you, we have blazingly passed 300,000 implementers of Profit First, and we're anticipating this year at least another 100,000 people implement Profit First. I'm very proud, humbled, and honored it's happened, and I've come to realize that Profit First is not my inception, really. It's a stewardship that I've been serving, that my job was to be a cog in the Profit First awareness, and now it's being carried by many people. And the entrepreneurs themselves who are doing Profit First, they're the ultimate stewards. So if your business is struggling with profitability, check out Profit First. And I hope not only does it serve you, but you become a steward of serving other businesses.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?